This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I had a whole different hour plan before we got started. And I so would, there's so many other topics, rich topics to talk about. But I promise you, what I'm going to talk about right now weaves into everything that's going on. Democrats, folks, and other leftists, they hate losing. They fight to the death over crazy. Now, most of us, we see crazy and we run. I don't care if the girl you like looks like a supermodel. If she's crazy, you run. If the dude you like looks like Brad Pitt's twin brother, ladies, if he's crazy, you run. Not leftists. They embrace crazy with a passion. And the crazier, the better. Let me ask you, have you ever, just think back, have you ever tried to reason with crazy? Think about it. A crazy salesperson, a crazy boss, whatever. Have you tried to just go, look, let's be practical here. Think about it. It doesn't work. Mark this show down is one you want to come back and listen to, because I'm going to prove to you that the left are crazy. I will prove it. Yet again, I do it every day. But today's show will be absolute, I mean, all of them are, but this one will be even more poignant. It's one that you should mark down, that you should take with you, that you should record, and just let leftists hear. You'll even be able to get the snippets out and say, here's Kevin Jackson telling you that you're crazy. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and please go there and check us out and pass it along. I was looking at I think it was Real Clear Politics. Who was it? They were saying, Twitter is not letting us get out there. Welcome to the party, pal. They don't want good quality information getting out because it will wake people up. But you know what? It is leaking out. We're growing too. 2022 will be the best year of my life. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be the best year of your life. It will be the best year of many conservative lives. And I'm going to tell you, we are going to make a dent in areas like Hollywood, education, pop culture, etc., that they never saw coming because they live in an echo chamber of ignorance. Passionate ignorance. 844-551-8255. Every day, folks, the Gestapo vaxxed learn that they are wrong. Now, I'm not getting after the regular vaxxed. People who took this vaccination due to misinformation and scare tactics, but don't care what you or I do. If you want to get a shot for something, I'm not going to argue with you. I remember one time I got a tetanus shot years ago, but I got something that happened to me and somebody goes, well, you ought to get a tetanus shot. I went, I'll roll the dice. And I know tetanus is out there. But I didn't get the shot. And I didn't get ridiculed. And I didn't get told, you're going to lose your job over this. Now, I know tetanus isn't communicable. But it was still my choice, right? And I played the clip, I think, the other day of the guy that said, what better vehicle to get people? When well people are looked at as, well, you could possibly be sick. I mean, think about that. The psychology of saying, well, so what? The majority of the people in the world are not sick. The thought that you could get sick means you need to get a shot to protect me. Well, then shouldn't I drive for you? And shouldn't I make sure that should I food taste for you? What else should I do to protect you? Are there things that can kill you bigger than the Wu flu? Yep. Can I protect you from heart disease and lung cancer? And what, I don't know, what do people die of that's bigger than the, now we know, the tainted numbers of Wu flu? I told you guys the psychology of being wrong. Most people find out they're wrong, and they go, whoa, thank you for the information. I don't want to go along passing more information. Not leftists. And the ones I'm talking about, these Gestapo vax, are the people like Howard Stern, Stephen Colbert, and many other so-called celebrities and politicians and unelected bureaucrats who chastise us for not getting an ineffective vaccine. You know, the leftist loudmouths. Now, they've learned that the testing for this is bogus. This isn't Kevin Jackson saying it, even though I said it before the CDC ever said it. If you want to go back and listen to the program, I said, this test is bogus. How can you tell me, oh, well, you tested positive when you had no symptoms? And what did that doctor say? He laughed at it. He laughed at it. It reminds me of God, my cousin Vinny. Did you get this test from the same place Jack got his beans? For the kids, that's a reference to Jack and the Beanstalk, which I'm sure has been declared racist and you can't read it anymore. The testing was bogus. Do you think that the leftists are going, whoa, wait a minute, let's take a step back. Let's look at the numbers. Let's listen to what the right has been saying about these numbers being bogus, and possibly that leads to all the other things being wrong. No, they double down because they love crazy. At this point, folks, they're trying to convince themselves that they're right, but they're not only wrong, they're dead wrong. Now, I wish nothing bad on the people that got a vaccination. I do not. I want to be very clear. But I wonder what will happen as these vax Gestapo begin to realize, well, perhaps we were right. See, we're trying to save lives. We're trying to save them from themselves. We ask them, don't jump to conclusions. Give it some thought. Take a step back. Look at the real data. Ask for real data. Because as I said to you before, if I trusted the government and they said to me, Kevin, 25% of the people that get this disease are dying, and you don't want to roll the dice, and they gave you realistic data, you could make a real decision. They aren't doing that. Now I'm going to make this prediction, and I don't make it with malice. And again, despite these leftist Gestapo who want to deny people like us a living, they want to deny us our freedoms, I don't wish anything bad on them. But I do believe bad is coming. They're going to watch friends die suddenly, and they're not going to be told why. I'm talking 40 to 50-year-old people. This is not going to improve for them. And I wonder what they're going to say. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Made a prediction earlier. I said that the vax are going to watch their friends begin to die. People ages 40 to 50 years old, they're not going to understand it. People dropping. And they're going to pretend, oh, no, it has nothing to do with the vaccine or whatever. I'm not wishing it on anybody. But I am predicting that's what's going to happen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. People dying from undetermined circumstances. That's what you're going to hear. Doctors will know what killed them, but they're not going to report it. I can guarantee you it's already happening. Heart issues mostly, I predict, but whatever it is, it will be related to the vaccines. And the Gestapo leftists will all pretend that it's anything other than their idiotic choice to get vaxxed, all to prove a point to us. They will lie and continue to put people in danger. By the way, I'm going to prove all this to you. I prove it every day when you listen to the program, 2 hours a day. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Spread the word. because I don't have a dog in a fight except to save people's lives, to give people information that they can actually use. I have nothing to prove to the vax, folks, and neither do you. All we want is our freedom to choose based on real data. Now, I'll ask you a question. Is that too much to ask? If you go to get a home, do you know all the rigmarole you have to go through in order to let somebody, you know, for the house to exchange hands? You have to promise there are no liens. You got to sign away your life. There's no liens. There's nothing about the house that I didn't tell you. No dead bodies. No cracked foundation. I mean, whatever. You have to send an inspector. I mean, just think about what it takes for you to buy your home. Something that's very important to you. Well, what's more important than your home? Your life? Because without that, who cares about the house? Now, the vaxxed are getting the data. The CDC says testing doesn't work. It's so flawed. Look at the numbers any way you want. It's pretty flawed. I mean, yeah, some people come back testing positive, but more people that test positive without having any symptoms, that's the first flag that should come up to anybody. Is how can I not have a symptom of something? And just, oh, you got it. Couldn't that be true of anything? The CDC and Fauci the fraud have now admitted, and I'm going to prove this to you, the shots don't work. Now, it's all about the boosters. So watch this. Watch as life expectancy begins trending downward. This is all going to take some time. And see, that's why Pfizer didn't want you to learn about what's really in their vaccine and how many people are dying for 75 years. Now they got to produce this data over the next 8 months. And let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to manipulate it. And they're going to get people behind them to manipulate it. They're going to get scientists to come out and say things that blatantly are just not true. They need a wake-up call, folks. Let me tell you something. Look at the numbers and tell me if you don't believe that we're winning in this battle of nonsense. So let me give you some numbers. Major exodus of Americans to Florida. While the most restrictive blue states have been bleeding people. This is in an article. It's much more expensive now to rent a U-Haul from New York to Florida than from Florida to New York. If you look at the net domestic migration between January 1st, 2020 and January 1st, 2021, as computed by the Census Bureau, the top three states gaining people were Florida, 221,000, I've rounded it up, people, Texas, 170,000, Arizona, 93,000, the top three losers, California, minus 367,000, New York, minus 352,000, Illinois, minus 122,000. The impact on Florida's politics, they say, is likely to strengthen DeSantis as Florida's voter registration has become markedly more Republican. Yep. Told you. I'm going to prove to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that leftism is losing despite the nonsense. And by the way, I'm going to tell you about the nonsense. But it's leftism is losing. We are winning. And all you got to do is look around you. Look, I get the noise. I get all the late night comedic hacks and all the media talking about it. Social media still banning you and et cetera. And I want you to understand, even with all that, we're winning. Sotomayor falsely claimed that 100,000 kids are in serious condition from the Wu flu. It's a lie. Here's the story. This was in National Review. Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor claimed that 100,000 children are in, quote, serious condition from COVID during oral arguments on the Biden administration's employer vaccine mandate. Because that's in the news, as you guys know. SCOTUS is looking into this. And a very learned justice of the Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor, says 100,000. Here's what she says. We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, many on ventilators. The number of confirmed pediatric hospitalizations with WHO flu, folks, in the United States is 3,342. This is data from HHS. The average number of children admitted to the hospital per day with WHO flu is 776. Now, I want you to understand, under the age of 17, we have, what's the number? It's millions of kids. Millions. Over 50 million. I forget the exact number. I have to go back and look at our research. And as of the time that I reported the story, less than 4,000 kids had died from WHO flu. More kids will die from the flu. More kids will die from neglect. More kids will die from drug overdoses, etc., than will come anywhere close to dying than WHO, dying from WHO flu. You know what I mean. But this is a Supreme Court justice who is going to rule on vaccine mandates, who's using bogus data. False data. Let me ask you, you think it's going to matter to her that it gets corrected? That somebody goes, whoa, 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 wait a minute, Justice Mayor. You're Sotomayor, you're wrong. That data's wrong. Well, it doesn't really matter because here's what I've been told to say. It isn't going to matter. Because leftists love stupidity. They love crazy. Who put this woman in? Who? What staffers prepared her for the, for her counter arguments to what we're talking about here? This is the best you got? And you wonder why Joe Biden was selected to be the president during the Big Cheat? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current Omicron COVID surge includes many breakthrough cases, which involve people who have been vaccinated testing positive. Studies are showing that breakthrough cases are more prevalent and coming at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. this, as people that have had breakthrough cases tend to have fewer symptoms and milder ones than those who were unvaccinated. Regarding people dying from COVID-19, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a good number of the people that have died from COVID had comorbidities.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with.
President Biden set to give a voting rights speech in Georgia on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. A Republican member of Congress says he will not cooperate with the January 6th Commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th Commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is known as Black Monday in the NFL. The 24 hours after the playoffs, when losing coaches and GMs get their pink slips. The Minnesota Vikings have parted ways with their general manager and head coach, the Miami Dolphins firing their coach after three seasons, and the Chicago Bears firing Matt Nagy and GM Ryan Pace after the team went 6-11. Denver Broncos coach Vic Fangio fired on Sunday as well. More firings also expected later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before we get into some of the other things that will prove to you that the left in this whole scam of Wu Flu is something that we should be completely ignoring, and quite frankly, it should be a revolt. There should be a revolt happening against it. I want to relay a story where a guy, he talked about Wu Flu fakery. He called it new level of COVID fakery. I'm doubling down. And he sounds a lot like me. By the way, if you're wondering who me is, this is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me, getting new guys every day, people coming to the show, guys and gals, and anything in between. And you're sending me notes telling me how much you appreciate the show. I appreciate you for that. For the record, I just got a book sent to me. It's going to go in the big pile of other books that I haven't been able to read, but it was from a guy who listens to the show, and he sent this to me through a friend of mine named Stu. His name is John. I'm not going to say his last name, but John, I got your book, Sun Tzu, The Technology of War, and it is sitting on my desk right now with its red and gold cover, and I'll try to get to it at some point, but I at least want to recognize that, let you know that Stu did send the book. And anyway, we're going to be doing a lot of things. We're planning a lot of stuff here, the tour. We're trying to get down to Florida. My team down there is working on that. That would be Bob and team from the Cigar Club and other folks. And we're going to be opening here in Arizona, I believe March 31st is the first date, and we'll be setting the other dates for the Unapologetically American Tour. If you want to help finance that tour, you're not going to make me mad, because right now we're in the process of getting sponsors, but I don't leave it to chance. My attitude is, you know what, we're going to do it. I'll take the risk, and because I think America wants to laugh. I think you want to have some fun at the expense of the feminists and the vaxxers. And the LGBTQWTF and all the others. And you want to just be able to say, hey, we're all Americans. We embrace everything that you're doing. We embrace the vaxxed. We embrace the idiotic people that want to open the borders. No, we embrace you. Doesn't mean we like it. Doesn't mean we like your views. But we embrace your humanity. And we can go out and have some fun at your expense. And by the way, even at our own. I'm going to make fun of you white people. I promise you I am. I'm going to bully you. I'm going to make you remember me. You're going to be quoting stuff from this show. Got a great lineup of comedians. Going to add some local guys just for add some flavor. Who knows what we're going to do, but we're going to have some fun. And I hope you guys will participate. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There'll be announcements made about it. And if you want to donate to support it, trust me, we need it. Because the more that I have going into it, the less I have to lose. And I'm not trying to make a tout. I'm not touting myself over anybody else, but I don't think you want to lose this voice. I don't. The other thing we're going to be doing this year, the Flick Fest will be on your mind. We're going to be working on our app soon. That the movies that are coming in every single month, 20 to 40 new movies, are amazing. It's drawing the attention of lots of people. I've got two new investors. I'm talking to one of my friends, again, from the Cigar Club, as potentially being one. But I'm telling you, you're going to watch that site go bananas this year. Exciting stuff. Moving on. New level of COVID fakery. I'm doubling down. The guy says, I'm expanding the claim I've made in several articles. I wrote that by accepting current statistics on COVID cases in the U.S., you've committed to concluding that everyone in America is going to be infected. That was an underestimate. If you accept the official figures, 56 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic and 1 million new cases on the day of January 3rd, you're committed to this. Not only will all 330 million Americans become infected, everyone in a nation of a billion people would become infected. In the U.S., with only 330 million people, everyone would become infected five, six, or seven times, no matter what, regardless of vaccines, quarantines, isolations, lockdowns, distancing, masks, everyone moving to underground bunkers and permanently wrapping themselves in stitched-together plastic shower curtains. If you accept the existence of this virus, the supposed extent and speed of its rapid spread, the validity of the tests, the accuracy of the case numbers, the meaning of what constitutes a case, you're committed to the following. Everyone gets infected at least a half a dozen times, but it's really worse. Because the official reports on the virus imply it's behaving unlike any other germ in history. It's not burning out. Natural immunity is not taking hold. Therefore, everyone will become infected and reinfected an unlimited number of times, and if naturally acquired immunity doesn't take hold in the future, we're all going to die. That's the actual COVID narrative once you accept the basic premises. Face it. Or do something revolutionary. Think about the basic premises. For the past 2 years, this guy says, I've written over 450 articles rejecting every single premise with explanations and evidence. This is beginning to sound a lot like Christmas because I've been saying this. He says, and when I say every premise, I include the fatuous and bloated and preposterous kindergarten assertion that the virus SARS-CoV-2 exists, because it doesn't. The virus doesn't exist. Once you extract the rotting piece of nonsense from the COVID story, all the premises and the whole narrative collapses. Sanity returns. Of course, I'm aware that many people prefer to remain blindly insane. They prefer to accept the official COVID fairy tale while at the same time refusing to realize the implications of what they're buying. I'm not writing for them. He says, I'm writing for the people who hold out hope that a vaccine will save us. Think that through. In the last year, we've seen two significant variant strains of the virus, according to the lying public health leadership. If that were true, we would expect to see more variants, and a vaccine would stop working each time a new variant appeared. As one researcher recently pointed out, are we supposed to believe the whole country and the world can be injected with a useful booster every 6 months? Of course, there are no variants because there is no virus. There is nothing to vary from. Everywhere you look, the official story implies doom, and everywhere you look, the official story is false. I agree with the guy. There is a biological weapon that came from the Chinese lab that has nothing to do with the so-called viruses that they studied, these SARS, VO2, etc. We've got one variant. And, oh, Delta. By the way, did you guys know there's an Epsilon variant of the Wu flu? Yeah. So there's Alpha, Beta, Delta, Epsilon, Lambda, Mu, G, which is Omicron. And I'm going to get to another one here in a second. What happened to Epsilon? What happened to Mu? What happened to Lambda? The only ones you hear about, what, are Delta and Omicron. And Omicron, G, is one that's not, it's a common cold. So why are they not telling us all the different variants? And here's the real question. I've asked this before. How many people have died from the various variants? Why can't we get that data? They tell us the tests don't protect from one variant or the other. It's amazing to me how fast they learn about these diseases. I get it. Modern science is amazing. But it's amazing to me how fast these things can morph and what they can tell us about it. And oh, by the way, whatever they tell you about it today, forget it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'll keep coming back to this stuff. He goes on. CDC, FDA, smoking gun of smoking guns. They confess they had no virus when they concocted the test for the virus. They contrived a model by pretending to find what they wanted to find. A self-fulfilling prophecy. This is a con and the crime that drove millions of lives and economies into ruin. The CDC issued a document that bulges with devastating admissions. The release is titled, this was 7/21 of 2021, Lab Alert, Changes to CDC RT-PCR for SARS-CoV-2 Testing. It begins explosively. After December 31st, 2021, the CDC will withdraw the request for the U.S. FDA for emergency use authorization of the CDC 2019 novel coronavirus real-time PCR diagnostic panel, meaning the test is it doesn't work. Millions of so-called COVID cases based on a PCR test in use are all suspect. And that statement's too generous, he writes. Every test of the PCR test should be thrown out. And to confirm this, the CDC documents links to the FDA release titled SARS-CoV Reference Panel Comparative Data. And here's the killer quote. During the early months of the coronavirus pandemic, clinical specimens were not readily available to the developers of in vitro diagnostics to detect it. What else? What more can I tell you? Every agency granted emergency approval to 59 different tests since the beginning of this fake pandemic. All of them bogus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you believe anything the government has reported on Wolfson, folks, you might find yourself buying some of that Flint, Michigan lead contaminated fountain of youth water. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Documenting. The first hour, we documented the con job of January the 6th. And now we're talking about the conspiracy of Wu Flu, documenting what's been going on. And here's what's interesting. Leftists don't want to admit it. Now, their story is crumbling right before their eyes. The foundation of everything they believe about this vaccination, about social distancing, etc., is crumbling. What are they doing? They're running from their leftist controlled Gestapo governed cities and states and running where? To Florida and Texas and Arizona. Again, the mass exodus occurring there as well. All those people leaving New York, California, and Illinois to come to these open states, freedom states. And yet, the left still pretend. They still rash you. Ooh, look at you. You didn't get a shot. You didn't get a shot. Moderna CEO Stephanie Bancel said last week, the Wu flu vaccine booster people are getting now will lose its effectiveness. And another jab will be recommended by the fall. Here's the quote. I will be surprised when we get the data in the coming weeks that it's holding nicely over time. I would expect that it's not going to hold great. Let me put it a different way. If I came to your house and gave you a shot of saline, it would be just as effective as Moderna's, and I could do it for a fraction of the price. The story goes on. As it stands now, health officials recommend people who got the two-jab Moderna or Pfizer vaccines to get a booster after 6 months. Those who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson to get a booster after 2 months. What did I tell you guys? By the way, who am I? Who is this guy to be telling me anything? Some of them may be saying out there in Radio Land. Well, I'm Kevin Jackson. That's all I should have to say. You should know who I am, racist. Kevin Jackson. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where we bring you the truth. Why? Because I don't have an agenda. My agenda is information. But here's the biggest part of my agenda. It is to make you think. That's the biggest part of my agenda. To get you to say, wait a minute. Hold on. That doesn't smell right. That's all it is. And I hope you spread the word about this agenda because it's getting tougher. It's getting tougher to spread the truth. I'm not going to go through it. You know the issues. Moderna CEO is telling you, we haven't given you enough shots yet. The number of shots you have is not protecting you. Oh, by the way, if you have the shot, you are still spreading. Oh, by the way, if you have the shot, you can still get the disease. What's it getting you? Absolutely nothing. But what do the left do? You better get that shot, man. You better get it. You better get it. Why do you keep telling me to get something that doesn't work? I think that's a legitimate question, don't you? I know some of you are already asking that of yourselves. Why would somebody want me to get something when it's not working for them? It's like when somebody says, ooh, this butter, this milk is sour. Yeah, taste it. And you go, no, I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. In this case, we're learning the milk is sour. I don't need to taste it, do you? Here's where they go. Here's how they continue. The CDC is now recommending boosters for children ages 12 and older. Children under the age of 5 had not received any approval to get the vaccine. Why would they? They don't die. No, people under 17 don't die from this disease. Less than 4,000. I can give you the numbers. Less than 4,000 of the 70 million, I think it's 71 million kids in America under the age of 17, less than 4,000 have died, and they're working on vaccines. That should tell you something. I'd rather them look for the suicide gene. Or the addiction gene. They studied the human genome. Can you figure out how to keep people from getting depressed? Can you figure out how to keep people from becoming addicted to opioids? I mean, don't we have better things to work on? Anyway, go on. Bancel says he believes the elderly people with underlying health conditions may need to get another COVID-19 booster every year. Maybe they do, but as I like to say, maybe they don't. He also believes the virus is not going away and we're going to have to live with it. What do you think a pharmaceutical company CEO would say? Oh, it's Stefan, not Stephanie. I thought it was a chick. It's not. It's a dude.
Israel became the first country to begin limited distribution of the fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine December 31st. While not available for the general population, it is available for the elderly, the immunocompromised, and those who work with them. So they want you to understand that, oh, it's not, this is on ration. Everybody can't have this, and you should want it because everybody can't have it. That's okay. It's okay. Give it to Israel. This article goes on. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the fraud, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden. I love when they got to give you all of his stuff because they want to make sure you know who he is and how credentialed he is. Well, he said on November the 22nd of last year, it was too early to tell if additional booster shots against COVID-19 would be required. A few weeks later, on December the 9th, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said he believes people may need a fourth dose of the COVID vaccine sooner than initially planned. Just remind me. Did somebody say whatever date they give you, if they tell you, you're going to need a booster every year, then they're going to go, well, you know, we've rethought it. You're going to need a booster every 6 months. Twice a year. Then they're going to rethink and go, you know what? You need a booster every quarter, four times a year. And then they're going to go, no, you need a booster every month. Now it's 12 times a year. And then they're going to say, we have a pill that you're going to need to take daily, which is 365 days a year. That's how the pharmaceutical companies work. Anyway, last thing I want to tell you. Omicron has morphed. Are you aware of this? It's fused with Delta. They're calling it Deltacron. You can't make it up. There's a new transformer. Omicron Chi is now transformed into Deltacron. Is it a Greek-Chinese hybrid? What is it? A new strain of the coronavirus appears to be a genetic fusion of the formerly known Omicron and Delta variants, a researcher claims. Let me tell you who this researcher is. I don't have to read another sentence of this. Let me tell you what this is. This is a guy who wants more grant money, or a person, a girl, could be, or whatever in between, wants more grant money. So he or she raises the stakes and says, I found something new. The same way Omicron, which is nothing more than the common cold, is now completely devastating near the world. It is the most highly infectious thing out there. Like the common cold. It's not killing anybody, but we need to let people know it is a variant of the Wu flu, and therefore it could potentially be more dangerous. So let's talk about it. And, of course, we have Sotomayor, a justice of the Supreme Court, who's ruling on this issue, who's giving us bogus data. Anyway, let's go back to Deltacron. The so-called Deltacron strain pairs Omicron genetic signatures with Delta variant genomes, says Leonidas Kastrikas, a professor of biological science at the University of Cyprus. While 25 cases of the uniquely recognizable strain has been found, Kostrikas predicted it will not last against the globally dominant Omicron variant, a.k.a. the common cold. He says, we will see in the future if this strain is more pathological or more contagious or if it will prevail. What a great way to get your name in the news. What a great way to get people talking about, oh, listen to Dr. Kostrakis. He's avant-garde. He's the latest thing. He's the new thing. Fauci will be praising him. He'll get awards. He'll get more money. He'll get more notoriety. Meanwhile, scientists who really understand this thing and are telling people this is a farce will be ridiculed, run out. Run out on a rail, as they say. Folks, this is insane. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about a story that will put all this together. You're not going to want to miss it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.